AM 560, The Answer. Welcome to Remarkable Radio, the show where you'll meet noteworthy people, places, and things from around the country and in your town. Your host is best-selling author Mark Imperial, celebrated marketing strategist, branding expert, and voice for some of the world's most famous and loved brands. Remarkable Radio is sponsored by ImperialAction.com, the only integrated media and digital marketing agency specializing in helping small business and professional practices attract customers and clients for life. Now, here's your Remarkable Radio host, Mark Imperial.
Hey, it's a great day here at Remarkable Radio. I'm Mark Imperial. All right. Up next, I wanted to share something interesting with everyone. Last week, I was reading a Forbes magazine article online in the entrepreneurial section. The article said that 8 out of 10, which seems like a lot to me, 8 out of 10 or 80% of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business leaders all make one big mistake. The mistake is this. They get caught up in their current business and don't spend nearly enough time getting new business. The result is poor future financial performance and failure down the road. To talk about this some more, I'd like to welcome to our studios Chicago-based consultant Alex Zortzis, who can help us understand what companies can do today to enable a great future and not keep making that one big mistake. For over 20 years, Alex has been helping organizations from small startups to Fortune 500 companies to create real value through innovation, strategy, business, and intellectual property. And I should say that's Fortune 50 companies. Alex, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark.
So tell me, how should business leaders plan for the future?
Well, Mark, the bottom line is they need to invest in innovation. A lot of folks talk about innovation, talk about doing innovation, but very few actually have in their mind what being innovative means. The shortest and best definition of innovation I've ever found is six words, and that's do something different with positive impact. It turns out there's actually 10 types of innovation. Most people kind of think of a new product as an innovation, but the reality is your business model might be also an innovation, or your internal process, or your structure, or the services that you provide in addition to the product. Your brand is an innovation. Look at Apple. Apple, 1 million pre-orders of the iWatch in one day on April 10th, last week. Apple is a great example of innovating on several fronts, not just a product. You have to think about innovation holistically.
So why do companies have a hard time changing their way of thinking?
Well, you see, Mark, change is hard, plain and simple. The human psyche does not like change. Also, many innovation programs fail at the execution phase because people don't know how to actually put their plan into action and manage risk. They also don't have the right resources, time, people, and money. And the money, people, and time and resources they do put into innovation often fall short due to either not having the right skills or experience, or a lot of time, the company culture actually is the thing that stifles innovation. One misstep or failure in this new innovation program they put in, and they shut it all down, and the company's back to square one.
So how do you come in and help, Alex?
Well, I kind of simultaneously bridge the gap between technology, business, and innovation and help them create real value. People don't realize that we as a society are on the cusp of a technological revolution that changes everything. As a company, you're either using technology to innovate or you will be left behind. Old school 20th century thinking and strategy is not enough today. A 21st century innovation plan includes how to use information that is, for example, available in real time to do real things.
So how do you actually help companies have a plan?
Well, to start, I offer an initial innovation analysis package for companies. It's a cost-effective way to get started. I work with a company's leadership. I work with their employees. I look at their culture. I teach them about innovation. I come up with a blueprint to innovative growth, which includes technology, business, strategy, intellectual property, and then I help them execute real change. I use my 20 years of real-world experience and educational training to enable innovation and new venture creation, so there's no gaps left behind. And this, again, saves a lot of time and money. You see, you don't have to hire a separate management consulting company to do your strategy, a separate engineering company to do technical consulting, or a separate patent law firm to do intellectual property. Each of those don't know much about the other activities.
Wow, it sounds like you can help companies with tangible products that you can feel or touch. But what about companies that offer services? Can you help them?
Well, of course, Mark. At the beginning, we talked about the many types of innovation. Well, I'm a big fan of creating innovation around a service, because mainly service innovations enable recurring revenue. Tomorrow's innovative service companies will all use technology as enablers. Here's an example. Look at Salesforce.com. They were the 2013 and 2014, they're the running Forbes most innovative company in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Most people think of Salesforce as a service, but they really are an innovative company that uses technology to enable their success. For example, but you didn't know that Salesforce.com has over 1,100 issued and pending patents worldwide. They innovate on many levels. And in the same way, I help companies take a holistic view and help them understand where they want to be in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years down the road, and then help them actually do it.
Alex, we're running out of time. So tell folks, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, Mark, there's a few ways. They can go to my website. I'm at www.dream2sky, dream2sky.com, or you can email me at alex@dream2sky, or give me a call at 224-409-8180. Again, it's 224-409-8180. I offer a free phone consultation, and I look forward to hearing from folks.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for sharing with us today, and I wish you continued success.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Love having you. Hey, everybody, it's Mark Imperial. That wraps up another week here at Remarkable Radio. And until next week, take care, everybody. Enjoy this great weather. See you soon.
AM 560, The Answer.